This is KUT. Residents of an affordable housing complex in East Austin say living conditions have quickly deteriorated since the apartments opened about a year ago. KUT's Saida Hassan talked with a community organizer who's trying to bring those issues to light and get things fixed.
Candace Hunter applied to live at the Reserve at Springdale as soon as she could. The almost 300-unit property brought much-needed affordable housing to East Austin. But in the short time it's been open, Hunter says, things have changed for the worse.
What happened here is that this apartment was filled up within a year. People were vetted. There's an extensive process, but not everybody understood what was the expectation of residents.
I met Hunter at the apartment complex just before she set out to record a Facebook Live video. Hunter has been using social media to get the word out about her concerns with the Reserve at Springdale. This YouTube video has racked up a couple hundred views. It pans over piles of garbage bags and shots of police cars filling the parking lot.
Here we are down by the pool where a metal fence has been knocked out by a storm. This fence has been broken for over a week to my knowledge and has yet to be repaired. It is a danger.
Hunter also talks about violent crimes that have occurred on the property, including a murder earlier this year. Hunter says she doesn't want her videos to reinforce negative stereotypes. She's aware that people across the country have opposed affordable housing in their neighborhoods by citing concerns about crime, traffic, and other ways the housing might change a neighborhood. Still, Hunter says she's trying to balance those concerns with improving her community.
I don't want to say that affordable housing and crime go hand in hand. The majority of people here are doing the right thing. They are taking care of business and they want this to be their home.
In recent weeks, Hunter says some repairs have been made and safety features added. In an emailed statement, a spokesperson for the Lincoln Property Company, which manages the apartment complex, wrote, quote, "We are taking steps that will allow us to build a strong community where individuals and families can thrive." Austin Mayor Steve Adler says the city has a responsibility to make sure affordable housing properties are up to code and to try and fight negative perceptions that can prevent affordable housing from being built.
So that stigma is bad and it's dangerous and it's not accurate and it's not right. Certainly there can be unsafe conditions, but we work to stop those and end those.
The city estimates that it has a shortage of at least 48,000 affordable rental units for renters earning less than $25,000 per year. Saida Hassan, KUT News.